The media is still camped out at London's St. Mary's Hospital, just dying for the Duchess of Cambridge to have her much-anticipated first child. The unofficial due date was last Saturday, although one British newspaper reports that the actual due date was just 2 days ago. And while much of the British public is certainly interested in the baby from Kate, who might one day be the king or queen of England, it would appear that most of the near-fanatical interest is coming from outside the UK, and especially Americans. For more on the baby watch and the interest from this side of the pond, we turn to the KCBS Newsline and Toronto-based royal historian Carolyn Harris. Ms. Harris, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about why we are all so fascinated by this.
Well, this will only be the second time in history that there are four generations in the direct line of succession alive at the same time. The last time was at the end of Queen Victoria's reign when the future Edward VIII was born in 1894. And there were christening photos of the new baby with his great-grandmother, Queen Victoria, his grandfather, the future Edward VII, and father, the future King George V. And once this royal baby arrives, there will once again be four generations of the direct line of succession alive at the same time.
So the British royals have not always been as popular as they are now. They were not seen in a very good light, especially when Prince Charles and Lady Di went through their marriage troubles. What's happened since then to turn things around?
Well, there's been a real revival of interest in the Queen's entire reign. Last year's Diamond Jubilee really highlighted the Queen's six decades of service to the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth. And also, the personal relations within the royal family have settled down quite a bit. Prince Charles married Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall, in 2005, and they've settled into a happy marriage. And so there's much more stability among the Queen's children and grandchildren than there was in the 1980s and 1990s.
I'm wondering why we're so fascinated by the royals in the UK, and I mean there are other European monarchies, and we don't seem to follow them as much as we do, you know, the ones in England.
That's true. The House of Windsor has a worldwide focus that the other European monarchies do not have. The Queen is the head of state of 16 different Commonwealth realms, including Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Jamaica, a number of Caribbean and South Pacific countries. So there's a sense of the British monarchy also having this very worldwide focus. And also the monarchy in the United Kingdom is one of the last ceremonial monarchies with, for example, the coronation ceremony at Westminster Abbey, whereas the continental European monarchs have secular installations. So there's a sense of the pageantry of the House of Windsor that the other royal families of Europe do not necessarily have to the same degree.
While many Brits say they're, you know, currently cynical about the baby in some ways, chances are once he or she is born, the mood will change, right? I mean, and how will it change?
Well, there's going to be a lot of interest in the baby, whether the baby's a boy or a girl, as William and Kate are planning to be very hands-on parents. That instead of advertising for a full-time nanny, they advertised for a housekeeper whose job will also be to polish the silverware and walk the dog, as well as providing part-time childcare. And in the past, these roles would have been spread between numerous members of the household. But William and Kate are determined to keep their household to a minimum. When they visited Canada in 2011, they only brought seven members of their staff with them. And so with a smaller household now, they're determined to be hands-on parents. So there's going to be a lot of interest in the decisions they make as parents and what kind of upbringing the royal baby has.
All right. Carolyn Harris, Toronto-based royal historian, talking about the big baby watch going on in the UK.